is Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show in a land which used to be free. But now your president, your lying piece of crap president, who has lied to you tonight again about a whole lot of things. He is now telling you, that it's not about freedom or your personal choice. It's not about that. What's it about? It's about executive orders and requirements. They're not calling them mandates now. They're requirements. And using the power of the federal purse to now force vaccinate millions and millions of Americans. Let's read what old Harry Truman had to say again. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's Harry S. Truman. That's what he had to say. Now, Biden has said that 80 million unvaccinated people, essentially he's calling you the reason that all of this is going on, and the reason the economy can't come back, and the reason this and that and the other. Well, if they've got all these people vaccinated, and yet he says it's the unvaxxed who are getting sick, when we know it is also a large number of the vaccinated. We know that Israel, many people have had three shots. It's the highest level of vaccination of any country on the planet. And why the Israeli people, why they would embrace the technology of Joseph Mengele, I have no idea. Why would they even use what should have been stopped with the Nuremberg principles? Why would they use that on their own people? I don't know. But I will say this to you. That there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power, our Father in heaven, and in the blood of Jesus. And we're in the midst of all of it. We're in the midst of the beginning of sorrows. Now moving into what's going to be the great tribulations, as Brother Quayle says, it's plural, because there's going to be a whole lot of them, and then the whole era is going to be known as that, and there's going to be, well, let's just read what it's going to be. Let's read what Lord Jesus has to say one more time, because I'll tell you, I never tire of hearing what the Lord has to say, and you should not either. Just hunting for a different verse because you need a different verse or you haven't read this book lately, I go to the red letter edition, and that's what I am instructed to focus on because that's what I was called to do, to warn those, you see, who are people with ears to hear and eyes to see the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare. But the first thing I was recruited to do by the Archangel Michael in a living, vivid, waking vision. I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, the Luciferian scum, the communist scum, the Nazis, all the different ones who want to destroy this planet. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars, and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, Let me read this and then let me make a comment. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. What happens in famines? People die from lack of food. Pestilences. People die from created viruses, don't they? And bacteria. And earthquakes in diverse places. People die of earthquakes. People die in hurricanes. People die in tornadoes. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. So it's going to get worse. I'm here to tell you right now. I'm here to tell you that the Lord Jesus is telling you in the red letters. And if you don't go and read them right tonight, I don't know. You may not believe it. You may not think. You may say, well, I'm not going to be here because the Lord told me I'm going to get taken up. Maybe you will, but I'm going to tell you what. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. In other words, if you're a Christian, then they're going to hate you. All of them are going to hate you. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. You know, Luke 21, I like how it says it in that particular regard. And I read this to you many times too, but let's just read that portion of it. And ye, this is verse 16 of Luke 21, red letter edition. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now, why won't it? If they're going to put you to death for his name's sake, why wouldn't a hair be hurt? Because verse 19 says, in your patience possess ye your souls. So now, let me keep going. Matthew 24. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, listen people, listen. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe, woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, and there ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Oh, let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. This is now the time. This is now the time that you are going to be called upon by your Lord. And if you have stood the test of time with him, if you have known him and he knows you and you still know him, and if you don't know him anymore, then renew the relationship. Get on your knees, repent to the Lord Jesus of your sins, and tell him, Lord, I need you to come into my heart to be my Savior. And if you're sincere, then he will do it. He will do it. And he'll start to come and he'll start to wash you clean. And you can say, Lord, where do you need me in this fight against evil? Where do you want me to be? Where do you want me to be placed? And can I put my family in a sanctuary position? He might say, you know, I believe you ought to stay with your family and stand with them. Protect them. It doesn't mean we all go off to Afghanistan to fight the war. We've already done that. Not 20 years later, Red China Joe Biden, a Luciferian communist bought and paid for by the Red Chinese, has given away everything that was gained there. And now he's brought many people over. Apparently, the initial rush of the Afghanis were many, many single men. A lot of them have gone to Camp McCoy, and a lot of them are free to move about the country, if you know what I mean. Get the Lyft or the Uber or just the old yellow taxi cab, you know. Heck, if you got a little money spreading around from the DHS or a little money spreading around by, what's his name, Herr Sturman Fuhrer Hinkle Bunkle Hunkabanka of the, you know, general of the NORTHCOM, you know. NORTHCOM is who's going to come, you see. NORTHCOM will come. NORTHCOM will come, and Biden talked about it today in his speech. He said, let me get the little spot, I took some notes. Oh, he said that his response teams, what do you call them, the surge response teams, you see, are comprised of HHS, Health and Human Services. They're comprised of CDC, comprised of NORTHCOM and other Defense Department assets, and comprised of FEMA. And they're going to push and push and push and try to vaccinate as many people as possible. He also, you see, he's now using the word requirements. And he's ordered the Department of Labor that all employers, listen up, put down your food or put down your drink or put down your whatever it is you're doing. Biden has ordered the Department of Labor to inform that all employers with 100 or more people require mandatory vaccination or a weekly test. He's also required that if you're in the medical profession, you're a doctor, you're a nurse, a registered nurse, an LPN, anybody who works, a technician, an orderly, it doesn't make any difference. If anybody works, anybody is working with people who have Medicare or Medicaid patients, or I would say to you VA patients, anybody where there's federal dollars goes to pay for anyone, anybody working on them would be required for a mandatory vaccine. And when we say the mandatory vaccine, we're talking about Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, are we not? And we know if this is such a great vaccine, the man who's the head guy of Pfizer, the head CEO or chairman of the board, Bourla, B-O-U-R-L-A, and his top executive staff, the people that travel around with him and his top vice presidents and all that stuff, that none of them, by their own admission, have taken the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine. If it's so damn good, then why hasn't the chief executive officer of Pfizer taking three shots of his own vaccine. Let's give you three. Let's give you your booster right now. Put it to you right behind your eyeball, you son of a buck. You people, you've got to understand, this is the New World Order. This is Lucifer, the light bringer, they call him. But his light is evil. And his lies, he's the father of all lies. And that Lucifer is the one that is running the banking, the government, and the top religious people on this planet, and the intelligence people. And then they're giving orders to everybody down below. But 17 million, apparently, or more, people in the medical community are going to have a mandatory vaccine. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if you're a doctor, I'm going to talk to doctors, because I do talk to doctors periodically. A number of them, you know, correspond at times, email, etc. But I'm going to tell you, if you're a doctor, then you need to find some rural area. You need to find a hillbilly road, a mountain jack road, okay? Whatever it is you call it in your area, a hedgehopper, ridge runner, whatever type road, off the beaten path, and you need to get you a little shed or a little cabin and something in the woods, you know, where people who are going to need medical attention that are going to be denied that by this government, who's going to use the unvaccinated definition as terrorist, and then they're going to use NORTHCOM soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailors. Of course, Space Force, they've already got rid of anybody in that that knows anything more about a satellite. Because the real McCoy has already been up there standing in the gap. So, now what do we know about all of this? We still know what we knew a long time ago, that Fauci needs to be fired first and then arrested for lying to Congress, not only to hearings, but to multiple congressmen and to the American public, because he did fund, and it's in the 900 pages of documents from the FOIA. It's in the 900 pages of the documents from the FOIA. They read what he had to say. They know what he's up to. He funded through the guy in New York, and then along with, Bank or whatever his name is, and then, I forget all the names. It's out there. And Brett Baer softballed the question to the stupid Surgeon General, who's misleading the people, Vivek Murthy. He's misleading them. And then the stupid Department of Education head. Oh, yes, you never answered any question. And then old Brett. And, you know, I feel for Brett, because Brett has a son that requires a heart operation, I think, every single year. So he has to stay exactly where he's at and basically do what he's instructed to do in order to make sure his son survives. And I understand that. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. Fauci developed all the funding and sent it to New York, and he was sending it to directly to Wuhan and all the different ones. And the guy in North Carolina was helping with it, and a whole lot of people, according to Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits, who was in that field years ago and for a number of years and still is, she's saying that USAMRID, you know, Fauci was involved over there. And they're creating bioweapons, essentially creating bioweapons, and they did it again, and they released it. And they released it after they started to work to steal the election, which now is coming out in Arizona. 178,000 votes thrown away of people who actually voted. You think any of those were Biden votes? I don't think so. But none of that's going to make any difference. There ain't no magic rabbit. There ain't no QAnon. There ain't no this or that. I'm going to tell you what there is a Declaration of Independence. And there is a Constitution and a Bill of Rights. And there is our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus. And that is what there is. And that is what you're going to do. And some of you, they're going to cause to lose their life. The Lord, I just read it to you. But he says, not a hair on your head is going to be damaged. And why? Because in your patience possess ye your souls. Your body's going to be in the grave. You're going to go to heaven. All right? Now, 17 million nurses, doctors, technicians, people who draw blood, the laboratory people, the people outside at the desk, and a substantial number have been vaccinated, but then let's go to that. When one looks at that, and one looks at the expert, what was her name, Kingston, Karen Kingston, or whatever, I believe, who used to work at a high level for Pfizer, now she reviews and studies and is an expert on all of the big pharma and their patents and the things that they're doing and all of it. And she said that the spike jab, the mRNA experimental spike jab, and incidentally, they still never approved that. They approved apparently some other alleged vaccine. Let's see, there's a word they call it. Let me see if I can pop that up here real quick. Let's see. Pfizer, apparently, their current vaccines are still, including the booster, are still under the emergency use thing. And that this new thing they say that was passed is apparently a different alleged vaccine that's not even available in the United States. And it's called what? I wish people would bold these things in these articles sometime. It's called, named, COMIRNATY, Comirnaty, and that's according to Liberty Counsel. The first letter regarding FDA's biologics license application approval for the Pfizer Incorporated BioNTech COVID-19 injection has been named Comirnaty. It's not the ones that they're giving. So allegedly, basically what they're doing is they're lying. They're lying. And then if, it's not even if, we know that there's graphene oxide in, spike jab, but they're not necessarily telling you it's graphene oxide. And on the patents and the insert instructions, which you're not going to be able to read anyway, they won't let you read one of those. Even if you're a doctor, and I'll explain that in a minute. But it includes, in that spike, it includes lipids, pegylated, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-E-D, pegylated lipids. And one of those lipids is graphene oxide, which according to Ms. Kingston, who studied it and traced it through documentation in Europe and in China and in the United States and other countries, she documented that a corporation apparently or allegedly in Red China makes the graphene oxide, this pegylated lipid, that is encapsulated in the spike jab, which they call, quote-unquote, a vaccine, which is an experimental altering your DNA, altering your DNA vaccine. But that pegylated lipid is made by a red Chinese corporation called Sinopeg, S-I-N-O-P-E-G, allegedly, according to Ms. Gingst. But you can read Dr. Lee Merritt, you can read Mikovits, you can listen to him. And I wish that all of these people would sometimes, I wish they would do a printed out thing, not just another interview, which are good. But I'm trying to tell you, we need to get pieces of paper in front of people, something where you can hand a stack of paper if you were to sue, or if you were to go to the thing that Dobemeyer and Sherry Tenpenny and others are putting together, the legal defense scenario. Was it, I think, Christian Revolution or whatever it's being called. I'm not exactly certain on that. But the fact is, you need a bunch of paper that has the definitive proof, A, B, C, D, the studies, the documentation, and it needs to be sent and copied and copied and copied. The whole packet should be 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 pages maybe. And that should be covered, and that should be sent to every single TV station, every single radio station, every single newspaper, every single congressperson, every single senator, every governor, every...
This is the Hawk coming to you live by the secret backbone that goes through 17 satellites and 30 Cray research computers as the pie hypotenuse of pie, okay? Let me tell you something. They don't like the truth. They don't like what the Lord Jesus would tell them. They don't like our Father in Heaven. They worship Lucifer, the night bringer, and they knock me up the air. Knock me up the air in the midst of telling you the truth. The pegylated lipids, the pegylated lipids, the Sinopeg in Red China makes them. They're in there graphene outside of that. That particular ball inside of the spike vaccine, according to Ms. Kingston, who studied it all, according to Mikovits and Dr. Lee Merritt and all the good doctors who've come forward. I can't remember all the names. There are so many good ones who are doing this, and I said that they need to put these together as paper, as reports, all the reports, the studies, printed off, not, you know, seen on a video, printed off, so that they can be filed and sent to every single newspaper, every radio station, every single TV station and anchor. Every single governor, senator, state representative, federal representative, congressional rep, every single mayor, the heads of police departments, the heads of your sheriffs, because there's still a lot of good sheriffs out there. There's some that aren't, but there's some real good ones in certain places, and there's good chief deputies and all kind of stuff in certain places. And those kind of documents, you go to them. And then also I talked about the fact that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's another one of the doctors, and the coach, Dobemeyer, and some others put together a new legal defense thing against people who are going to be under the gun on these mandatory vaccines, these required vaccines. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if they're not going to show you the law, then they've declared a martial law. A martial law means a military law. And they're talking about, and Biden told you again today, the surge response teams, Health and Human Services, CDC, along with the DOD. What he means is NORTHCOM, the North American Command. That's the people. That's the people who are involved with the Jade Helm exercises. and all of the things. That's the people who were involved with the Dutch back in the days when Alex Jones took the video off of the East Bay in San Francisco area, when they had concentration camps that they were putting American citizens in, and the Dutch and the Marine Corps and people were going house to house to collect the so-called domestic terrorists. Well, what that now means is what Biden said today is anybody, 80 million people unvaccinated. So basically what he's telling you is that he is now going to be Hitler or Mao Zedong or Stalin, okay, and that he's going to take the 80 million people, and if he can't get you to take the vax, then he's going to cause you to either lose your job, to make it impossible for you to get food, medical attention, or whatever, because he said he's going to make sure. Also, now listen, there's another thing, and I'm going to tell you what Governor Abbott, Governor DeSantis, Governor Kristi Noem and a few others, perhaps, not too many, but a few, Biden said, you know, that he is going to use all of his power as the president. Biden said today he's going to use all of his power as the president to go after the undermining governors. Those governors who are undermining, preventing you from the economy coming back, preventing you from going to school, your kids going to school natural, preventing you. And that he is now talking about, he's talking about using all of his powers to go after, and let's see what was the phrase he used. Let me see that. I've got that written down. He's going to use all of his powers against the governors who are undermining. So I'm going to use all my power as president to get them out of the way. So I would say Governor DeSantis of Florida and Governor Abbott of Texas and Kristi Noem and whoever, I'm just going to tell you that the president of the United States, and he's going to use all of his power as president to get you out of the way. Now, I wonder if that means he's going to arrest you. I wonder if that means he's going to declare martial law in Texas. I wonder if that means he's going to declare martial law in Florida and send in the NARCOP. Send them all in. Maybe he needs a little help from the United Nations people. Some of the red Chinese, okay. Some of the Dutch, the Belgians, whoever it might be. Or maybe they're going to train up some of these nice Afghan lads they brought over and then train them. I heard tonight there's 5,000 Afghans appeared all of a sudden at Camp Atterbury in Indiana. Well, that's a mountain village. That's a training facility. What are they going to do? Are they going to make them live in the buildings while people train on them? Or are they going to teach them how to confiscate your plans? This is it, people. I'm telling you. This is it. I don't know. You have to consult and take all of this to the Lord Jesus. Pray to our Father in heaven and his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. And ask him what your line in the sand should be, what you should do. Ask for the confirmation of anything you're contemplating. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't listen to Hawk, other than I'm just bringing the subject up from a watchman's wall, because if I do not, and I do not warn those people out there at what I'm seeing across the wall, if I do not warn as a watchman, then there's blood on my hands. And that ain't going to be not on my hands, because I'm warning you. And I'm warning all of them, too. They could repent, and they can also ask Lord Jesus to come into their heart to be their Savior. But they won't, because they have taken the Luciferian bit between their teeth, and they're now coming for you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray right now that you would help Sister Krissa. and that you would provide your medical miracles for her. Lord, I also pray at this time that you would go to my friend down there in the nut house, and that you would, and it's not really a nut house, it's just a joke, but let me just say this. I'm going to not talk about that again. To my friend in the nut house, may the Lord Jesus touch you right now. May he touch you. May you feel his touch. May you welcome and may you feel his touch, and may he provide you with medical miracle right now on the spot. Claim it if you feel it, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to come. And I will say this, if you're out there, if you're a good friend of mine who's been in more rain again, I'll bet, in Jacksonville and those areas, by golly, may the Lord protect you against all evil. And old Big Mac and all the people out there in that area, may he provide you medical miracles, and may he give you, you know, sanctuary and protect you. And old B&EFB, you know, God bless you, and you stand up like nobody's business. And all those people down in the old crossroads and all them old types, you know, Road and Track and all them, and the little girl and all the people there and your mommy and daddy. May the Lord protect you against all evil. And my old friend up there, the Mars Hill Gang. May the Lord provide you with medical miracles and a quick rehab, because you're going to need it. But now you'll have your mountain leg. One will be a little shorter or whatever than the other, so you'll be able to even scurry up and down even quicker. But that's a joke, my friend, because I've got one of them myself, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing, and I'm going to tell you, if you go to whitehouse.gov, as they say to go to, was told years ago, I mean, 15, 16, 17 years ago, anybody goes to one of them .gov sites, they put a tracker, they put a tag on your computer, and you can't get it off. It's basically a malware that goes beyond the malware, and that it's an NSA thing. So they then have your basically computer, and that would probably go for most of you anyway. So don't think the Proton Mail, who's now giving up all their people to the American government and also to the French government, there is no place to hide online. You can hide if you have a book code. You can hide if you have one-time pads that you can communicate with each other. All right? But don't think that there's an electronic means that's not penetratable by the NSA. They can creep up your doggone power line, get into your computer, and start taking pictures of you and talk to you through the voice box if they want to. Your TV set, your big ski TV, your new hot dog refrigerator, your new hot dog laundry equipment, your new hot dog freezer, whatever it is. That stuff has got the Internet of Things, you see? And they can listen, take pictures, talk to you. They can generate frequencies. They can do what they want. Then you got the stuff overhead, satellite-directed, generation of scalar frequencies to come down and impact negatively the neurophysiological template. And then that ties in with the pegylated lipids, with the fact that in that bubble of that pegylated lipid of the graphene oxide, that it has a bioelectric charge in that cellular or in that structure, which then as it moves throughout your system after the spike jab, it goes to the heart, it goes to the brain, goes to the liver, the kidneys, it goes into your reproductive organs. It goes to all these different places, okay? And then what it does is, if the positive charge, if it's charged positive by some frequency from the outside or harp or any of the 72 harp-like devices or atmospheric or ionospheric heaters that Brother Quayle proved that they corresponded with the 72 black demons. They're all around the planet. And now we got more than that. If you saw, I believe Brother Quayle put it up, Dane Wigginton's article about broadcast or podcast, whatever it was, where he was showing the storm that just hit in Louisiana, and then that took out all the New England and New York and Philadelphia and all that stuff, and Queens and New Jersey and all of it. Name it. And now Louisiana, Mississippi, and a little bit of Texas, all that once again, Arkansas, Tennessee, went all the way through. More rain, everything. Those are weather weapons, weather warfare. That storm was intensified and steered. And then he says that not only are there, which I've talked to you many times about how it seems to be like at Wright Pat, whenever there's like a tornado coming in that area, so they say, a column of energy comes up and that storm rolls right around Wright Patterson and that storm of energy and goes on down the line. There's some of those others at other U.S. military bases and at other microwave sites and radar sites in the United States are being used to steer storms to create tunneling laser effects and shoot storms down a vacuum and move it around for damage and destruction. And it all, guess who we borrow the money from when Joe Biden wants to, spend another $5-6 trillion. They borrow it in a sense from the Red Chinese, who then immediately discount it, sell off the secondary, sell off the stuff, and then go buy 171,000 acres in Texas. A red Chinese general puts an airstrip in. Now, let me get this up before I forget it. We heard that Camp Grayling up for Fort Grant, Camp Grayling in Michigan had the red Chinese, and I believe they probably did. I don't know how big the force was, but I do believe the initial reports from Brother Hodges and others at that time, a week or two ago or three, whatever, about them being there. Now, old Hawk, got a good old fella somewhere. He sent his buddy with boots on the ground up there to take a look. And this would have been last week, probably at the end of the week. I couldn't get it on the show Friday night, but it was after that that they went up there, and they were not able to. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about how they got on or what they do or why they're able to get. But there were no Chinese apparently on the base anyway. Although there could be some, possibly, in a deep underground, like many bases have, or way out in the back 40 somewhere. Smaller units, smaller groups, hidden, just like they were in the past, as I told you, down there in Mississippi, the National Guard training base, where the old LARP used to work for the Kitchen Militia radio program. And I'm not going to say his name because he don't need any further attention, but he crawled up and he showed a sign right on his video. Beyond this point, deadly force will be used. And he creeped on up in there, and he was able to see Russian military with Russian armor lagered in the back part of that Mississippi base. And then while he's watching it, they're doing their laundry and singing, and they got radio in the background singing the Russian songs and all that crap. And then all of a sudden, here comes the green vehicle, the old Army intelligence guy, probably a captain or a major or something, you know. Because usually maybe a major, you know, maybe a major who comes in intelligence rank, you see. And he comes up there and he starts to talk to him. Well, it just so happens the guy took the video was not more than about 30, 40 yards away from him, hidden in the bush, because he's a lurk from the old days of Vietnam, you know. What, are they doing that again? Maybe they've got him in a back 40 or behind some trees or, you know, an adjacent deal, or they've got them underground. Or once they heard that people were on to them, and incidentally, they didn't let them go to town. There wasn't any liberty or pass or anything like that, because basically nobody hardly at all in town, nobody really knew anything about them, because that part was also boots on the ground recon and discussed with a lot of people in Grayling. So that tells me they kept them under wraps. They showed a picture of a flag or something one time, and that's about it. But the fact is, that same flag is flown going over Annapolis and the Coast Guard Academy when the Red Chinese guys were in there taking their lessons. It's flown over West Point as well. I don't know about the Air Academy, but out there they got a secret grotto where all the Luciferians and the witches and all the pagans go out to their secret grotto to worship. But if you have one cross on your door or on your desk at your job or at your school desk in the room in the Air Force Academy, well, then they put you up on charges. I would also tell you what I also know, because I know quite a bit more than what people think. I also knew somebody whose son was up there at the Air Academy, okay? And I knew people in the old days who helped them build that thing. And they're no longer up in there, but they used to be. But the fact of the matter is that his son, woke up. And they were in a big arena, and the lights were low, and they'd had some kind of a thing on the screen up above, you know, like a video or whatever, or slides. And he wakes up, and it's all dark, and then here are these officers or whatever up on the thing, all the other people in the audience are hypnotized. All the other students are hypnotized, and they're doing mind control crap right on that screen. He got out of there, he went and he kind of closed his eyes. He didn't watch it anymore, but he wasn't hypnotized anymore. He wasn't under the trance, and when he told his daddy about it, his daddy got mad, and his daddy drove all the way from, oh, I don't know, somewhere in the Great Lakes, and drove all the way there and got his son out of school. And when they tried to give him some guff, he told them about the crap, and he said that he's not going to put up with it. He's taking his son out, or it was going to be him and them go to cases right there in front of the desk, and that his son was coming with him, and that was it. He was jerking his kid out of there. So don't tell me that this crap doesn't go on. All this naive junk. And then I'm going to tell you, the mighty men and women of valor. You know, we talked to you about the Lenny balloons and all that stuff. A lot of people, they don't know what you're talking about. But I'm going to tell you what. Video appeared of a crashed Lenny balloon. And it's just like we told you, about 30 feet long or more. Got every kind of antenna under the sun and all kinds of solar panels and all kind of stuff, and it could generate frequencies. And the balloon is hanging in the trees. It's all busted up, and it's either in Mexico, southern Mexico, or it's in a jungle area or Central America, because the local boys are carrying heat and shoulder holsters and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, and we got big earthquakes in diverse places, don't we? Had one about 4-7 down in Bloomfield, Missouri, which is down in the Boot Hill on the New Madrid Fault. We had the one in B.C. We've had the one in Mexico. So all of this is part of the game, too. This is just as the Lord Jesus said, but he doesn't say that this is going to be that our Father in Heaven's doing it. He just says this is what you're going to see. So Biden is going to come for you. And the way I see this, he's got all this stuff testing mass. The economic recovery, he says, we cannot allow the unvaccinated to ruin our economy. So what's he going to do here? Is he going to hold you down with NORTHCOM troopers and force jab you? Or are you going to get into a fight with them? And one of you is going to win, the other one ain't. We already told you about what Bush did, you know, declaring that martial law, and that hadn't been rescinded. That hadn't been rescinded. I read it all the stuff to you. Greg Evenson and I did. We talked about all of it. Domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. 12 October 2008. We've been there since then. We really have been under an emergency, a state of emergency, since December 24th, 1933, where the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 of the Men in 1933 was passed in an abbreviated extracurricular session in the Congress, and Roosevelt signed into law. And basically what that did was declare an executive state of emergency, and Congress abdicated its rights. That's why they never do anything except take your money and get elected. And then they play footsie games with you and they do nothing. You know what I mean? To do nothing. So I don't know. They didn't like me talking on the regular, so I'm talking to you again here. And that's just proof is in the pudding, and that's the way it is. So I'm going to tell you this. If you're not getting as much food as you possibly can, if you're not putting back storages of water, use the oxygen treatments and the Oxy-7s and the different things to treat it that keeps it from getting bad for up to 5 years, I would tell you to use smaller barrels, not the 50-gallon drums so much, but the 15s or the get the 5-gallon containers and the water blocks and that kind of stuff, and to start to fill it up, treat it with a little bit of, appropriately, of the oxygen aerobic 7 or whatever the oxygen treatment is, and do that. You also need a beginning. I also heard, let me just get this, put this up here real quick. Let's see what I got here. I've got to find this. Just hold still. I want to really read this. This is from Lady J down in the Blue Ridge and in the Smokies. She said, I was just told by two different butchers that work for two different grocery chains. One told me that he was told there would be huge shortages with chicken within the next 3 weeks. The other told me, and this is just from in the last day or two, there will be a huge shortage in chicken and ground beef. And that's the good part. So I received this call from a friend who's a retired orthopedic surgeon. He was very upset and saying something really bad is getting ready to go on. Yesterday, he wrote a script for one of his patients for ivermectin. And he said that none of the pharmacies, he called over 10 different pharmacies. This was on the East Coast, and was told the same thing, that the head of the company, now this is all the heads of all these companies, the big chains of different pharmacy companies, okay? And you can just imagine which ones they are. Biden mentioned some of them today, the ones they're paying to give you the killer spike jab, okay? He said that all these people, the head of the company, and not all the heads of companies, told the workers to pull all the ivermectin off the shelves and then not to sell any to anyone. The doctor said this upset him greatly, and that all in the 50 years of practice, he had never heard anything like this, and he felt the government was behind this in some way. Well, I was able to, never mind, and if he was trying to get some for himself. Now, all the Afghans coming in, guess what the CDC prescribed for all of them? Ivermectin. They're giving ivermectin to all them. Hundreds of thousands of people in India don't have the COVID now because they took ivermectin. Dr. Tyson out of California had over 6,200 patients. He treats people with hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pak, ivermectin, doxycycline, different vitamins, minerals, the zinc, the D3, vitamin C. And he's had over 6,200 patients he treated successfully, and not one of them died from the COVID. So now Biden is talking about the real doctors who have the real medicine, not the conspiracy theorist doctors. So anyway, some of the pet supply companies, you know, are the people that that has them in the rural, you know, communities, in the general stores, or the you know, like the TSCs, the farming fleets, and the different things like that. Well, some of those have been contacted apparently by the people shipping them, that ship them orders of their ivermectin for horses, which is about $7.99 or something for a plunger, that apparently I was told by people and on videos and stuff by vets and my other doctors. I remember a African-American doctor in Dallas, Texas, had a nice video about it, and he said, you go by your body weight. And then the fact is that ivermectin was approved in 96 by the FDA for limited and emergency use and everything else for humans that doesn't have any problem with it. Now, if you took 75 gallons of anything, or if you took too much, you took the whole plunger, which is for the whole horse of 1,250 pounds, it might be a problem. But if you take it for somebody who's 150 or 200 or 300 or whatever, you investigate it. You check it out. But the fact is that not only that, but Dr. Thomas Barodi in Australia has treated thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people with ivermectin, and I believe he used doxycycline instead of this Romax, but he used the doxycycline along with it, plus the zinc. So don't go into their newspaper and I've got to fight. By George, it's about time that you stand up for the Lord Jesus, stand for your family and your Bill of Rights. Go out and get the money to put it into your food, your water, your ammunition, your medical supplies. Get new pairs of boots. Winter ones with insulation because it may get cold. Start to do the things like you were preparing for a civil war. Because that is what this president obviously wants to do. And isn't it interesting that about 80 million people, you know, voted for Trump, didn't they? Interesting, isn't it? Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless.